May 27th through June 2nd. Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, Matthew chapter 25, Mark chapters 12 and 13, and Luke chapter 21. The Son of Man shall come. Ponder what the children you teach need to learn about Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, Matthew chapter 25, Mark chapters 12 and 13, and Luke chapter 21. Feel free to adapt the ideas for older children in this outline for younger children, and vice versa. Invite sharing. Show a picture related to one of the stories in this week's reading, such as the picture of the 10 virgins from this week's outline in Come Follow Me for individuals and families. Ask the children to share what they know about the story.
Teach the doctrine, younger children. Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, verse 31. Before Jesus comes again, the gospel will be preached in all the world. Jesus said that before he comes again, the gospel will be preached in all the world. The children can help fulfill this prophecy by sharing the gospel. Possible activities: show a map, globe, or picture of the earth. See Gospel Art Book number 3, and help the children say, "This gospel shall be preached in all the world." See Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, verse 31. Why does God want all of His children to hear His gospel? Invite the children to march in place as you sing together, "I Want to Be a Missionary Now," and "Called to Serve," in Children's Songbook, pages 168 and 174. Invite full-time or recently returned missionaries to share their experiences with sharing the gospel and help the children think of ways they can share the gospel. Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. I can use the gifts God has given me. Young children are discovering their gifts and abilities. Help them understand that these gifts and abilities come from Heavenly Father. Possible activities: bring several coins to use as you tell the parable of the talents, found in Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. You could ask three children to represent the three servants. Explain that in Jesus' day, talents referred to money, but today talents can mean our gifts and abilities. Ask the children to name ways their parents, siblings, teachers, or friends have helped them. What abilities do these people have that help them serve others? Write a small note to the children, telling each of them about the gifts or abilities you notice in them. Wrap each note like a gift and invite the children to open their gifts. Encourage them to improve their gifts and use them to serve others. Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. Jesus wants me to serve others. We serve Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ by serving people around us. Even young children can serve others. Possible activities: summarize the parable in Matthew 25, verses 34 through 46. Help the children understand that when we are serving others, we are serving Jesus. Hold up a picture of a child in your class with a picture of Jesus hidden behind it. What can we do to serve this child? Remove the child's picture and explain that when we serve each other, we are serving Jesus. Invite the children to draw pictures of themselves serving others in the ways the Savior describes in Matthew 25, verses 35 through 36. Ask the other children to guess what they are drawing. Invite the children to share experiences when someone has shown Christ-like service to them or their families. Teach the doctrine, older children. Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, verse 31. Before Jesus comes again, the gospel will be preached in all the world. The children you teach can help preach the gospel in all the world before the Savior's second coming. Possible activities: invite the children to share blessings they have received or will receive because they are members of Christ's church. Read together Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, verse 31, and ask the children how the gospel will bless God's children throughout the world. show the children a map of the world or of your country, and help them identify some places where a family member or friend has preached the gospel on a mission. Invite a few children to come prepared to share how their family members or their ancestors were introduced to the gospel. If possible, ask someone in the ward who served a full-time mission to share an experience with sharing the gospel. Ask each child to write the name of someone he or she can talk to about the gospel or invite to church. Also ask the children to list things they can do to be missionaries now. Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. I am responsible for my own conversion to the gospel. The parable of the 10 virgins teaches that we cannot borrow our conversion to the gospel from others. How can you help the children take responsibility for their own conversion? Possible activities. Ask a child and one of his or her parents to come prepared to share how they learned about the parable of the 10 virgins at home this week. Draw an oil lamp on the board and label it Testimony. Give each child a piece of paper shaped like a drop of oil and ask each child to write on it something he or she will do to become more converted to the gospel. Attach their drops to the board around the lamp. Invite the children to help you make a list of things to do to prepare for a special visitor. How are these things similar to or different from ways we can spiritually prepare for the Savior's second coming? On 5 strips of paper, write things that cannot be borrowed. On 5 other strips, write things that can be borrowed. Shuffle the strips and ask the children to sort them into these 2 groups. Read together Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Why is it important not to rely on others for our conversion to the gospel? Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 46. At the final judgment, we will give the Lord an account of our lives. After the resurrection, God will judge us based on our obedience to His commandments and acceptance of the Savior's atoning sacrifice. The parable of the talents and the parable of the sheep and goats teach us about this final judgment. Possible activities. Invite half of the class to read Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30, and the other half to read Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46. Ask the groups to act out the parables for the class. Invite the children to read Matthew 25, verses 35 through 36 in pairs, and make a list of things they can do to show their love for Jesus Christ.
Encourage learning at home. Ask the children to share with their families ways they can be better missionaries, and talk with their families about people they can share the gospel with. Improving our teaching. Listen to or act out a story. Because children love stories, look for ways to involve them in the scripture stories you share. They can hold pictures or objects, draw pictures of the story, act out a story, or help tell the story. Repeat the stories to help them recognize important details and gospel teachings.